The musicians in the room on the World Cafe today are Amy Ray, you know, from the Indigo Girls, and Kaya Wilson on guitar, Allison Martlew on bass, and Melissa York behind the drum kit and operator's microphone set in the back.
Yes.
Back there. They are the Butchies, and this is all on Stag. This is the first tunes we're going to hear today, which is Amy Ray's new album. And you can't help but notice the Come On Now social lyric.
Yeah.
Did that, which came first, the album or that song?
That song was being worked on when we were recording that record, and I just hadn't finished it. Actually, Kai helped me finish it. The Butchies helped me really work this one in. It went through about four or five different configurations. Mm. One, we had like punk choruses and all these weird things happening.
Really?
We decided to go back to the original. But yeah, so me and Emily, we usually mine our lyric books for titles for records at this point.
So, which makes sense.
Yeah.
Lucy Stoners is a song that kind of starts out. It's a pretty pointed, I wouldn't say it's necessarily an angry song, but it's a pretty pointed song. Was there any incident that fueled you writing the song, or is it just like the ongoing sort of male world of rock and roll?
The ongoing male world definitely fuels it. I think, you know, there were like sort of like three distinct things, you know. It's like one, Emily came in to a meeting after doing a few different morning shows, which are really hard. There's a lot of humiliating morning show experiences to talk about, but one of them, the guy had like made some comment about Sheryl Crow to her, like was talking about Sheryl, and he said, like, when you see Sheryl Crow, don't you just want to like punch her front tooth out or something, like something really bizarre? And Emily was just like, what are you talking, like what context is this? And I mean, it was like worse than in anything she experienced. She told me that story, and I think I was just reflecting on the radio and the media and just kind of the whole thing. And, you know, I used Jan from Rolling Stone as kind of a symbol of a lot of stuff. It wasn't like he's the only person doing bad things. It was a symbol of the patriarchy, I think, of what happens on both ends of the music business, not just the songwriters and the players and the musicians, but the writers and the editors and all the women trying to be on radio and to matter, you know, and not just be in token positions. And Lucy Stone was a great feminist early in our times, and she became kind of a slang to be a Lucy Stoner. You know, she kept her own last name when she got married and took a stand like that. So we just kind of worked a song out around it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right.